Okay, so today we're taking a deep dive into the world of interior design. But we're not just looking at pretty pictures, you know?
Yeah.
We want to go deeper.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you've brought us the website for Fanny Bolin Interiors.
Yes.
And their tagline really stood out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Creating environments as unique as the people who live in them.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see how they actually bring that philosophy to life, you know, in real homes.
Yeah, and I think we've got a lot of good material to work with here.
Yeah.
We've got project highlights. We've got team bios.
Mm-hmm.
Even some glimpses into their Instagram.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So this Oklahoma City firm has been around for over 30 years.
Wow.
So I think there's going to be a lot to unpack here.
I'm really curious about this Avondale Drive project.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love this idea of living in the front of the house.
Right.
So how'd they do that?
Yeah. Well, and what's really interesting here is that it's not just about aesthetics.
Okay.
This family was like in a transition, right?
Yeah.
Their children had grown and they needed a space that worked for like intimate moments, but then also big family gatherings.
Makes sense.
And I think that's something that a lot of people can relate to.
Oh, for sure.
And Fanny Bolin Interiors really found a creative solution, I think, by rethinking the traditional floor plan.
Oh, so they mention this non-conventional floor plan.
Right.
What does that even mean?
So picture this, right?
Okay.
An open living space that just flows seamlessly into like an outdoor courtyard.
Ooh, I like it already.
Right. Yeah, so it's breaking down those barriers between indoors and outdoors and creating the sense of spaciousness and connection.
That's nice.
No more like stuffy, formal living rooms that nobody uses.
Right. It's about actually using the space.
Exactly.
Living there.
Yes.
And the fact that this family has hired Fanny Bolin Interiors for 4 projects.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That's serious.
It speaks volumes.
You know,
that's not just client loyalty. That's like real trust and a deep understanding.
It shows that Fanny Bolin Interiors really takes the time to get to know their clients.
Yeah.
And they're designing homes that adapt to their lives as they change,
yeah,
which is huge.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And speaking of creating inviting spaces, this Bermuda project.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they took that idea across borders.
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah.
This is not your typical Oklahoma project.
Not at all.
So what stood out to you about this one?
I think it really shows just how adaptable this firm is.
Okay.
And their willingness to just go above and beyond for their clients.
Yeah.
You know, tight time frame, international logistics.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Local regulations.
Wow.
You get the sense that they can handle anything you throw at them.
Like they've seen it all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about a logistical jigsaw puzzle.
Right.
So I'm curious, did those cultural differences play a role at all in the design process?
Yeah, I think so.
They mentioned a roof wedding tradition.
Yeah.
What is that?
I had never heard of it either, but
okay.
So I looked it up, and apparently it's this Bermudian custom.
Okay.
Where when they finish building a roof,
yeah,
they sprinkle rum on it for good luck.
Oh, that's fun. I like it.
And Fanny Bolin Interiors actually participated in that.
Oh, wow.
Which I think is really cool.
That's awesome.
That they were so, like, you know,
immersed,
yeah, and respectful of the culture.
Yeah,
they could have just, like, you know, focused on the design,
right?
But they really wanted to create an experience, I think, that felt like authentic to the location.
Yeah,
which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And even with all those challenges,
right,
the client was thrilled.
Yes,
they said it was spectacular.
Yeah, they were very happy with the end result.
So clearly Fanny Bolin Interiors knows how to exceed expectations.
Absolutely.
No matter how complicated the project is.
Yeah, you can tell they're really passionate about what they do.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And you can really get a feel for that in those Instagram photos you mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with the Avondale project.
Mm.
There's this one shot
of
a living room bathed in this like afternoon light.
Oh, my gosh. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It just captures their design philosophy so well.
Yeah. You can practically feel the velvet sofa and like the rug under your feet.
Totally.
Just by looking at it.
It's amazing how they do that.
Yeah.
Create a whole mood just through a photograph.
Yeah. They're really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Creating an atmosphere.
Yeah. And it's all in the details, right? Like,
yeah,
even with that Avondale project.
Yeah.
You know, they could have just like added a few chairs and called it a day, but they went the extra mile.
They always do.
Yeah, like the way they layered the textures, the light and shadow.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel so welcome.
It does. It really draws you in.
Right.
It reminds me of that biophilic design.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing in like elements of nature.
Yes.
To create that sense of well-being.
Exactly.
Even just looking at the photos, I feel calmer.
Right. Yeah. It's about engaging all the senses.
Yeah, for sure.
You walk into that room and you just feel it.
You feel it.
You know,
it, yeah.
The comfort.
Yeah.
The elegance.
It's homey.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't get that from just like a pretty couch.
No. No, it's more than that.
It's the whole experience.
And speaking of experiences, I would love to see photos of this Bermuda project.
Oh, yeah.
I can only imagine.
It's incredible.
I bet it's stunning. Like those cultural influences and everything?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And talk about adaptability, right? We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
Like, they really had to bring their A game to this one.
Oh, for sure.
Think about it, you know,
yeah.
a different culture, a completely different architectural style.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they had to make it all work together.
Yeah, and still stay true to the client's vision.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's a tough balancing act.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so good at it.
They are.
It's like they can speak multiple design languages.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And not to mention the logistics of it all.
Oh my gosh.
Getting all the material.
Shipping delays.
Yeah.
Working with local artisans.
That's a whole other thing.
It's a lot to juggle.
It is.
But they made it happen.
They always do.
They're pros.
So what is it about Fanny Bolin Interiors that keeps clients coming back for more?
That's a good question.
Because we've seen it, right?
We have.
The Avondale family, 4 projects.
Yeah.
The Bermuda project, they were over the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's their secret sauce?
Well, I think it's a few things.
Okay.
But ultimately, it boils down to this.
Okay.
They understand that design is about more than just aesthetics.
Okay.
It's about understanding their clients, their lifestyles, their dreams, their desires.
Okay.
And then they translate that into a physical space.
Yeah. Like, they can see the potential.
Yes.
Where other people might just see a house.
Exactly.
They see possibilities.
Yeah. They're not afraid of a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they seem to embrace it.
Yeah. You can tell.
They're always pushing boundaries, experimenting.
Yeah.
Trying new things.
Try to create something really unique.
Exactly. And personal.
Yeah.
I think that's what sets them apart.
It's like they're saying, tell us your story and we'll build it.
Exactly.
Which is so cool.
Yeah. And that client-centric approach really comes through, I think, when you look at their team.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about the team.
Yeah. So you've got Fanny, you know, with her lifelong passion for homes.
Yeah.
And then Bebe with her incredible eye for trends.
Oh, and her use of color is amazing.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Like she could just walk into a room.
I know.
And know exactly what colors will create the perfect mood.
She's got that magic touch.
She does.
And then Denise.
Yeah.
With decades of experience.
38 years.
I know, it's incredible.
That's loyalty.
It is. And it says a lot about their shared vision, you know, that they've been working together for so long.
Yeah, for sure.
And of course, we can't forget Pam.
Right. Pam keeps everything running smoothly.
She's the glue that holds it all together.
She is the organizational mastermind.
Yes, she is.
I feel like we need a Pam.
Right.
In our lives.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
But it's true, though.
Mm-hmm.
Every team needs a Pam.
So true.
And I think it speaks to the strength of Fanny Bolin Interiors that they've cultivated this team where everybody brings something unique to the table.
Like a well-designed room.
Exactly.
Everything has its place.
And it all works together. And it makes you wonder, you know, what can we learn from all this?
Right. Because we might not all be designing homes in Bermuda.
Yeah.
But there's always something to take away from these deep dives.
There is.
So what's the big takeaway here for you?
I think it's about being open to new possibilities.
Okay.
Like, don't be afraid to think outside that traditional design box.
Yeah.
Look around your own home.
Okay.
And ask yourself,
mm-hmm.
what story is this space telling?
Ooh, I like that.
Is it reflecting who you are?
Yeah.
What you value.
That's a good point.
It's not just about following the latest trends.
No.
It's about creating a space that feels authentically you.
Yeah, you want to feel good in your own home.
Exactly.
So it's really about designing a life you love.
I think so.
Yeah, one room at a time.
I love that.
And if Fanny Bolin Interiors can find inspiration in a busy Oklahoma City street.
I know, right?
Or a beach in Bermuda. Just imagine what we can find in our own lives.
The possibilities are endless.
They are. So I hope this has given everyone some ideas for their next project.
Yeah, go out there and get creative.
Exactly. And be sure to check out Fanny Bolin Interiors on Instagram.
Yes, their feed is amazing.
So much inspiration.
Total eye candy.
It is. Until next time.